is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki for you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. If you've never been to a wiki before, it's pretty neat. It's a vault of knowledge where you can put things into it, into the vault, and pull things out of it, make edits, change. You can add new pages to it. It's like a totally user-editable section of our website. It's really neat at wiki.freetalklive.com. You know, I went to your page, man, which you said that somebody had posted a picture of a woman's body with your head pasted onto it. Somebody must have taken it down.
I just wanted the hits.
Oh, I see. Anyway, worked on me. Go to the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Still to come tonight, if we manage to fit all this in, we will. The stupid New Hampshire drinking law, speaking of the free state, not all the laws there are perfect. I mean, it's not a free state yet, but it will be one of these days.
It will be one of these days.
And Iran, we've got some thoughts on Iran and the situation over there. Plus, Manwich, you've got something about the Guantanamo prisoners. They're on a hunger strike, and the government's about force-feeding them.
That'll work.
And we'll figure out what that's all about. But we need to go to the phones for now, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Alexander. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a little story for you guys, and it really infuriates me, the story itself. But, like, since you guys were talking about Guantanamo, it sort of leads in. Before I actually explain the story, explain, like, what, like, my family has gone through. Like, for instance, my dad, like, both my parents are Cuban. And they came from Cuba, shortly after the Cuban Revolution in Cuba, right? The Communist Revolution. And my dad was actually in a concentration camp for about 18 months, and he barely escaped with his life from the concentration camp.
Wow.
And basically, I've grown up my whole life hating communism, and basically, my parents have made me hate communism since I was a kid because of that. Because they had to give up. Because they had to give up all their land, they had to give up all their family and their possessions to some movement they didn't agree with and they knew was just evil. So, basically, like, knowing that, I was actually at the bus stop here, and I've always thought throughout my life that, you know, college students tend to be more socialist, but, like, I was actually at a bus stop here at the university, and then, like, these two girls pass by me, and then they say, "So how's your class on Cuba going?" And I didn't really take much of it. I actually thought they said Cubism, but I guess not, because when they actually sat next to me, they started saying, "Oh yeah, it's incredible. Like, you know, they just overthrew that corrupt government and they installed a new government and with such great ideals and it's really fantastic and socialism."
Yay for Che! Go Che! Go!
I know, and then she's like, "Oh yeah, like I really consider myself a socialist because I like helping people." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, because Castro helped a lot of people, you know, executing people on the spot is helping.
Helped them out of their lives,
helped them dead."
So like,
What did they say to that?
They just walked by me when like I heard like them say that.
Sure.
And the bus had just come like right then, so I didn't really have a chance to
what
like argue
can you do,
with them.
You know.
Well, like it's like I don't know where people like. I've heard someone say back a decent time ago, that basically people, especially the youth in America, they basically have these views because they've never experienced concentration camps. They never experienced, you know, oppression. They don't know what that is. So whenever they hear something like communism, you know, it sounds nice, so it must be nice. No one would ever abuse the power of communism.
To each according to their ability, from each according to their need, or actually whatever, the reverse of that. But, yeah, it sounds real nice and pretty. Everybody should get a fair amount of everything. I mean, it's very flowery sounding in theory and in concept. Everybody's equal. Level the playing field. But unfortunately, when you want government to do these things, it, being a forceful entity, can only do them, it can only attempt to accomplish them through force. And it's always going to be inefficient, and it's always going to create unintended consequences. These are the things they don't teach you about in the government schools. Of course, why would they talk bad about themselves? These kids have been indoctrinated just like Castro indoctrinates kids in Cuba, except that we're told we're free. Does Castro tell you you're free in Cuba?
Well, he tries to make arguments to the point, but I think most people don't really think they're free too.
Well, I mean, there's really not too many differences between here and there. We've got some more free market functions, but we're almost, you know, we're going in that direction.
Well, we are heading there.
And that's really got to disturb people like your father, don't you think?
It really disturbs him, and it really disturbs him, like, how, like, where his, like, government is going, and, like, he basically sees, like the world going through a, like, sort of communist, like, you know, world government or whatever, and I really don't blame him with, like, how the United States and how policies are made with the U.S. Traders, you know, U.S. Trader Act or whatever, the Patriot Act, whatever the hell. Like, it's, like, I think that's a ridiculous, like, you know, way where, like, the government's going to, and we're basically becoming more oppressive, and we're oppressing our people, and...
Yeah, they are, and in fact, you know, what I love the most about it is the fact that we eat it up. People in this country just eat it up. We were talking to Russell Canning from Keene, New Hampshire yesterday. They did a protest outside of a hotel where George Bush was going to be coming to, and they were arrested because they didn't cross the street. The Secret Service came and said, there's an agreed-upon protest area that's across the street. You're going to need to go over there now. And they said, well, we didn't agree upon anything. We're going to stay right where we are. We're on public property. We're standing right next to a bus stop with 10 other people waiting for a bus.
Right.
They didn't ask the bus stop people to go across the street. They only asked the protesters to go across the street.
The people with the signs.
What, is it more likely that a bomb-carrying terrorist is going to be someone with a sign versus some anonymous schmo at a bus stop? I mean, if I was a bomb-carrying terrorist, I'd probably be the guy blending in with the crowd at the bus stop. So, obviously, they're just trying to control people. And what was most interesting was when they were arrested, the cops said, well, we're just following, we're just following orders. But still, they love to follow the orders, because when they got them back to the police station, the police were saying things like, hey, you want to go to Iraq? We'll buy you a ticket. If you don't like this country, you should leave.
That's horrible.
This is supposed to be a free country, and I would like to live in freedom. What's wrong with fighting for it? What's wrong with fighting for the changes that you want to see?
And with laws like the U.S. Patriot Act, which I call the U.S. Traitors Act, I mean, like, how on earth is it patriotic to have laws that go against, our Bill of Rights and the rights we have and just oppress the people? I don't see that as patriotic.
Of course, like, that's not. Just, of course not. They just put that word on it to make people think it's patriotic. Not even the legislators dig any further than the title. Nobody looks any further than the titles of these bills that are passed.
That's why we need to read the Bills Act.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our friend from Downsize DC, Jim Babka, is going to be on probably in about another week and a half. He wanted to come on this weekend, but we've already got a special guest scheduled for Saturday night, the first hour of the show. You guys are definitely going to want to be tuned in for this. You're going to want to call in with questions, because we're going to have Jack Cole on the line. Mr. Cole was almost a 25-year veteran of the police. He spent 12 of those 25 years as a narcotics officer, doing undercover work, putting people in jail for smoking pot, putting people in jail for selling drugs, and he finally figured out that what he was doing was wrong. And so now, after ruining countless amounts of people's lives, this man has dedicated his life to going around and speaking out against the war on drugs. And we're going to actually
talk.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, he's trying to make good. He's trying to get some good karma back at this point. Alexander, anything else on your mind?
No, that's perfect. And as far as the Wikipedia goes, I think that's an awesome, awesome add-on. So
there you go.
I think everyone can take advantage.
Wiki.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Alexander. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the hunger strike. We'll talk about that. It's going on right now in Guantanamo Bay. We're going to force feed people. How are you going to force feed them? Well, we'll talk about that and the New Hampshire drinking law, Iran, and more. If you take control of the show, you can bring up what's on your mind. 800, just like Alexander did. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free to control the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. In fact, you can find out whenever there's something new added to the site, because we like to send out updates about those sorts of things. And the people on the updates list know first. You can get signed up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Something else you can do is shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them, but it could happen. Here's one from, let's see, Daniel, about corporate schools. Hi, guys. Great show. Your podcast makes my walk to class so much more fulfilling than the strange music that I own or license. Anyways, on the way on the walk to lunch today, I had a thought. I saw a school bus that had Lafayette School Corporation written on the side. Now, I know that was the name of the bus company, but since I just left a discussion of Viacom, it got me thinking. If all schools were privatized, the sticker price would be a lot higher. Higher prices always rub people the wrong way.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. The sticker price of what?
I guess the education is what
he's would it be?
He doesn't explain why.
Well, he's wrong.
I agree with you. He's wrong.
I mean, I understand why he thinks that. He thinks that education has to cost what education costs now. But it doesn't because the government's currently paying for it. And everybody sells everything they sell to the government at triple the price. Right. And the government teachers are guaranteed jobs no matter how poorly they teach. The government administrators. Now, think about a private school versus a public school, if you would, for a minute.
Yeah.
How many administrators in a private school? Half a dozen? Tops?
Yeah.
How many in a public school? You know, 50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they've got this top end that they just don't need.
That's right. Pencil pushers.
Yeah, pencil pushers. And the people have to pay for that. Now, I will admit to you that there is a special type of student that costs a lot of money, and that gets translated over all the rest of the students. It costs a lot of money to teach the special needs kids.
Sure. But that's okay, because it would still cost less money at the private school.
It would still cost less money. But if you look at a private school versus a public school, the private school I went to was a fraction. Somewhere between a half and two-thirds.
To a half, yeah.
Half and two-thirds, usually. But depending on the grades.
But if there was more competition, the prices would actually go down.
Sure they would.
And actually, Daniel shows that he sort of gets that. He says higher prices always rub people the wrong way, so the enterprising school businesses would work together, pool their resources, and lower their costs. Actually, that's not correct. I mean, the costs would lower, but it's not because they'd be pooling resources. Do McDonald's and Burger King pool resources to lower prices? No. It's cutthroat competition, man. That's why there's 99-cent value menus. They're almost, you know, they're not making squat on some of those 99-cent items. They're making good money on the drinks, but the French fries are making money on the burgers. They make a little bit on, but they really make the money on the $2, $3, $4 burgers, not the 99-cent ones.
Well, the more times you walk a person by the counter, the more times that you're going to walk that person and their kid by. The more time you walk a person and that kid by the counter, the more likely you are to sell, you know, a value bonanza, a value bonanza to that little kid because they want that toy.
No, plus, the 99-cent value meals are there in order to draw you in, so you might buy something else that's on the menu, like, who knows, a big milkshake for $3 or whatever.
Sometimes, you know, that Shamrock Shake looks real good.
Yeah. So it's really just a draw. No, I'm sorry. In the free market, businesses rarely pool resources with one another. They're trying to get the other people's customers. They're trying to create a better product, a better service, in order to take your business from you.
Yeah.
You better look out. Which is why prices drop. That's why prices drop. Because businesses are trying to constantly get new clients through the door. And one of the major ways to do it is to give value. And that means to give a quality product for a decent price. That doesn't mean that all of the educational products will be cheap. There might be some very expensive educations out there. Some very, precisely tuned educations instead of like a general education. It might cost you a little bit more. I mean, you can spend as much as you want on a hamburger.
Well, and if you want a precisely tuned education now, you are going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
If you want to train your little girl to be a prima ballerina, you're going to pay for that.
Right. So Daniel doesn't quite get the whole idea of applying education to the marketplace.
Let's continue. Keep thinking about it.
Absolutely. Let's keep going. Here's what else he says. What worries me is what might happen if these education companies go a step further and start accepting sponsorship for advertising. Or worse, sell the school to a larger and less focused company like Viacom. I realize that trying to set nationwide educational standards would only result in our current system, but it bothers me that one day companies might sacrifice educational ethics for their bottom line. Here's what you do, Daniel. If that happens, if all of a sudden the wonderful, homey little private school, the local private local school that you're sending your kids to, gets purchased by Schools Incorporated, the conglomerate, the gigantic subsidiary of CBS,
School Mart.
Right. Pull your kids out.
Yeah, that's right. And send them to mom and pop schoolhouse.
That's right. Just because there's a big corporate school in town doesn't mean you have to send your kids there. Unlike government, where you do have to send your kids unless you're sending them to another private school.
Here's a great example, Daniel. Let's talk about AOL. Here's a company that sold out its customers.
Crap.
Crap. They offered what people believed to be the internet at one point, and now they're realizing, this isn't the internet. This is some crappy version of the internet. And they sell their people's names for spam. you know, they allow their they, for a while they were allowing their clients to get spam. Well, Allay lost a lot of people, and they're continuing to lose them every day.
That's right.
Because they offer an inferior product.
And there are other people out there competing. Imagine if you could only get your access through AOL. Whoa, you want to talk about inferior product. If they don't have any competition, you'll never get through. I mean, it's, sometimes people have trouble getting through to AOL's lines. When you dial up, you get a busy signal in some cases. Well, if there's nobody else to go to, if there's no Earthlink or Comcast or
imagine how often you'd get them then.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd never get them.
They'd say, oh, wait a minute, why do we even have these lines open? Click.
Yeah, these lines cost money.
Wait a minute, we're getting $20 a month from these saps, whether or not we have the lines open or not? Click. You turn it off. It's competition that makes everything better, so if the media conglomerate or the Giganto Corporation buys up your school, tell them, see ya. Because you're not going to be the only person thinking that way, Dan. Lots of parents want their kids to have an education done at a local level. They want to be able to be in touch with the administrators. They want to be able to talk to the teachers. They want to be able to be involved in their
kids'
education.
This is their most valuable item on the planet.
Yeah.
That kid of theirs costs as much as a fine Italian sports car. About $250,000 to raise each one of these little whelps. And I'm afraid that people care deeply. It's not they're not just going to let School Mart come in and homogenize everything.
And again, you're going to be if for some reason this happens, I can't imagine it would. But if it does, then Dan, you go around, you talk to the other parents of the kids in your class, and you say, "Hey, let's start our own school." You know, this isn't going to even. I mean, imagine like you live in a small town and the only school there, because a lot of people complain about how Walmart comes in and puts small businesses out of business. Well, let's say that the only school there is Corpro School. And, you know, you are angry about this. So you go around and you say, look, we can pool our resources as parents and literally start our own community school. It doesn't have to be run by a company. It can be run by a group of caring adults. It can be run by a church, a charity, one individual. There's all kinds of different things that could happen. You could do an internet school. It could be schools on computers. We can't imagine, Manwich. We can't even barely begin to envision the revolutionary educational advances that would happen if we just let the market handle education. I mean, it's stunning when you really start to think about the possibilities. Have you thought about it? 800-259-9231. Coming up, force feed it. How does that work? It doesn't sound like fun to me. They're doing it in Guantanamo. We'll give you the details. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Privortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to visit the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well, over 1,100 people interacting. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. Serious issues? Fun stuff? You'll find it all at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Manwich, let's talk about force feeding. What's going on?
Well, the United States military authorities have taken tougher measures to force feed detainees engaged in hunger strikes in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, after concluding that some were determined to commit suicide to protest their indefinite confinement, military officials have said in recent weeks.
How many years have they been there now?
I don't know. What are we going to do with them? I mean, that's
keep them there forever.
It's really the question. When is the war on terror? Because, I mean, if you had a prisoner of war,
right,
you would release them after the war on terror was over.
Supposedly, yeah.
But there's never going to be a war end of the war on terror.
According to the administration.
Not while we're
nope.
alive.
Yep.
Do they just have life sentences? If it's our goal to keep them in there till they die, then why don't we just let them die?
Yeah, gas the whole camp.
It's all so baffling to me.
I mean, I'm not actually suggesting that. I think that'd be horrible. But, yeah, I mean, your point is really well taken, man. What's the plan here? What's a long-term plan, guys?
It's really the same plan that we have in Iraq. We're going to hold the course. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing. Because that's the right thing to do.
Even though we were wrong for going in the first place,
we're there now. Who knows why we picked these guys up, whether right, wrong, or indifferent.
Sure, Osama bin Laden says if we go away and leave them alone, they'll leave us alone. But he's a lying terrorist, and we wouldn't want to believe him now, would we? We wouldn't actually want to listen to the people that are threatening us. We'll just pretend like they're just ignorant terrorists and they're going to blow us up no matter what we do, so we got to kill them all before they kill us. That's the game, man, which kill them all before they kill us. Except the problem is, when you kill one of them, you create two more.
Well, that's one of the problems with these guys. If they weren't terrorists before, they damn sure are now.
Yeah.
So now I don't want them to be let go.
Yeah, before they...
But I don't like the idea that they're just being held down there without charges.
Before these guys might have just been people that worked in a marketplace selling fruit.
And who knows what they did? They didn't get a frickin' trial.
Right.
And they're
going to
be in prison for the rest of their lives.
800-259-9231. What do you think about this? What are they doing?
In recent weeks, the officials said guards have begun strapping recalcitrant detainees, into restraint chairs, sometimes for hours a day, to feed them through tubes and prevent them from deliberately vomiting afterwards.
Whoa. Feeding them through tubes?
Yeah, well, they're strapping them in chairs and feeding them through tubes.
Meaning a tube down the throat?
Yeah, that's how it's done. It can be done in several different ways, and one of the ways is to send, you know, like, pureed food through a tube. Like, watery pureed food through a tube that's already stuck down their throat.
Wow. Well, they can still breathe out of their breathing the breathing tube.
Then if they're strapped in the chair, they can't do anything about forcing themselves to vomit the food back up, which apparently these guys were doing. So, yeah. That's pretty sick.
Detainees
who refuse to eat have also been placed in isolation for extended periods in what the officials said was an effort to keep them from being encouraged by other hunger strikes. The measures appear to have had dramatic effects. The chief military spokesman for Guantanamo said yesterday the number of detainees on hunger strikes has dropped from 84 at the end of December. Some officials said the new actions reflected concern at Guantanamo and the Pentagon that the protests were becoming difficult to control and that the death of one or more prisoners could intensify international criticism of the detention center.
How much more intense could it get? You're locking people up. You're just allegedly people, government representatives from a government that claims to give people Fifth Amendment rights, that claims that you have due process in this country, that you have the right to face your accuser. These people haven't had any of that stuff. Do you think that, are you one of those people that thinks that because you're a foreigner, that you shouldn't have access to the Bill of Rights? Because I think you're wrong about that. Because the Bill of Rights is meant to apply to people underneath, the, you know, people in regards to their interaction with government. And I don't care where they're from. I don't care if they're from America or from Guatemala.
It really doesn't. It really shouldn't matter. If it's
people
a Bill of Rights,
people.
It's outlining the rights of man.
Yeah.
Because you don't get any more rights because you're a citizen.
You're not any less of a man because you're brown or because you happen to be born in the Middle East. What do you think, you were anointed because you were pushed out of your mother's womb while you were on one particular plot of land versus another? You're out of your mind if you think that.
Well, before we get off on something a little different, I want to make sure there's one more in here. This a guy's name here, Al Dasari, told about 10 days ago that more than half of a group of 34 long-term hunger strikers had abandoned their protest after being strapped in restraint chairs and having their feeding tubes inserted and removed so violently that some bled or fainted. Can you imagine what it's like having this tube jabbed down your throat?
No, I can't imagine.
It's crazy. It's all got to be awful.
It's despicable is what it is.
I mean, it's not.
It's disgusting to think about it. It's the whole thing is sickening. This is supposed to be America. This stuff's not supposed to happen, but it does, and the people in this country just say, okay, you're protecting us. This is good.
It's good to torture people because we never know if there's a terrorist had a bomb in the middle of New York City,
man.
And we had 1 hour.
Since we're on international issues here, man, which speaking of really retarded things that our government does, Paul Craig Roberts has a few things to say about the Iran situation. Here's what he says. I'm skipping through part of this. The U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq has destroyed Iraq's infrastructure, entire villages, towns, families, careers, and public safety. What America's done to Iraq is a monstrous crime. And Bush says it's because of a mistake in intelligence. A mistake in intelligence in more ways than one. It's extraordinary that after admitting to erroneously starting a war, Bush wants to do it all over again. This time against a more formidable foe, Iran. America's adulation of ignorance gives Bush a free hand to repeat his mistake on a larger scale. Karl Rove used 9/11 to recast Bush as the archetypal hero, vowing retribution on those who struck at innocent America. Enamored of this role, Americans have ceased to think. Hey, he's the president. We'll listen to whatever he says.
Oh, I don't think that's true. They think just as much as they did before 9/11.
Which is very little, right? There's no sign of intelligence or accurate reporting on Iran in the newspapers, on television, or even over PBS radio. It's never made clear that Iran's defiance is one orchestrated by the U.S. government, or that the defiance is limited to Iran's development of nuclear energy, not a weapons program. They're trying to get power.
I don't know if I believe
when that. When America... It's just as a believable claim as what the government's claiming.
What is the government claiming that is not believable?
Aren't they claiming they're going after nuclear weapons?
Well, not that they have them, that they have a nuclear weapons program.
But they don't. They have a nuclear power program.
That's what they claim.
I'm not saying I support the government going in.
I just think it's ridiculous to think that, there's 40 nations in the world that have nuclear weapons, and Iran isn't going to try to have them too. That makes libertarians seem so dumb to me. To sit there and say, well, they said they're going to have a we shouldn't go in there. Come on, man.
As I understand
acknowledge it.
Okay, wait a minute. Iran, he actually does address this coming up here, man, which they have cooperated with the International Atomic Energy Agency. And their inspectors have looked around and found no weapons programs. Who are you going to trust? The International Atomic Energy Agency, who's actually been there and inspected? Or old Georgie Boy Bush, who's back there in this country saying, we don't care what the International Atomic Energy Agency says. Sure, they claim they've looked, but we know they're lying and they're hiding something. We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves to bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff. It's all for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. We want to show them off. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors. They're participating. They've all sent in validated photos. You can see what that means if you visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Continuing here with Paul Craig Roberts talking about Iran, or he's about to get into it here. He says, when Americans hear nuclear defiance over and over, they conclude, erroneously, that Iran is making nuclear weapons. Instead of informing the people, the media drives them towards acceptance of another war. Bush has been picking a fight with Iran for a long time. He declared Iran to be part of an axis of evil.
Sure.
He constantly demonizes Iran and threatens Iran with sanctions and military attack. Israel announced that if Bush doesn't attack Iran, Israel will. Bush disrupted Iran's cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose inspectors have found no weapons programs in Iran. The media misreports it as Iran's bad behavior. Bad behavior that reflects bad intentions. The explosive situation in the Middle East needs to be diffused, not aggravated. The U.S. gains nothing by confirming its image as the hegemonic Great Satan. Nothing is gained by the deaths and maiming of thousands and tens of thousands of more people whose lives are thrown away to the purposes of blind propaganda.
Now, I do believe all that.
Like, I believe that it makes
we're
no sense.
We're wasting lives.
Absolutely. And I don't believe we should invade Iran because they're building nuclear weapons.
It's truly insane.
I only believe that Iran is building nuclear weapons.
Nothing's gained by the U.S. wasting more hundreds of billions of dollars. Remember, we're way over 300 at this point in Iraq, I believe. Hundreds of billions of dollars that are desperately needed for important and legitimate purposes.
You can't talk about hundreds of billions when it comes to Iraq. It's time to talk about trillions, because
estimated long term.
Yeah,
sure.
You've got to. You've got vets out there that are going to cost that are going to cost us so much money to take care of.
Well over.
And they're going to take care of them poorly.
And we haven't left yet. Nothing's gained by the U.S. pressuring with threats and bribes other countries to line up with what they know to be a wrong and dangerous policy. Nothing is gained by endangering oil flows in a Western transportation system dependent on the internal combustion engine. Bush's approach is insane. It serves no legitimate purpose. There's no reason for it.
Well, I don't think any American's going to stand. I don't think that 80% of Americans would stand for it. That
for what? Invading
Iran? I don't think they'll do it. I can't imagine.
I hope you're right,
Malich. We're so done with Iraq.
I really
How
hope
in the
you're
world
right.
could we possibly...
Who knows? Sean in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Malich. Take control of the airways. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. One thing I wanted to correct you on, there's two ways that you can artificially feed somebody, and it's not by the throat. They got two ways. One of them's through an NG tube, which is a nasal gastro tube.
Right.
Where they put something like an Ensure or a Boost down through the nose, down to the
gotcha.
Gastro tube.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another way called Hyperal. And that's through IV, where they have,
But didn't it say that they shove something down their throats in the article, Manwich, or did I read that in?
It did. Perhaps they're doing it a different way, I mean, maybe they're not doing it the standard medical way.
They're doing it the dumb old U.S. government way, which is to just shove something down someone's throat because they're too stupid to figure out how to do it in a more humane fashion, or they just don't care. Now, you sound like you might have had this done to you in the past. You kind of have, an interesting sound to your voice there.
Well, I've had 331 surgeries.
Wow. 331? What for?
I got a very rare disease and...
What's it called?
Hereditary dystonial neuropathy type 4.
Can you give us in, less than a minute what that is?
I'm the only one with it. So
oh, my goodness.
We're not
wow.
actually... Basically, when I have... when I get an infection in one of my extremities or an open wound
okay.
that gets infected in my extremities,
right.
then it's very hard to get rid of. And I've had my right arm and my right foot amputated.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got a dislocated left shoulder from the rotator cuff being...
How old are you, Sean?
37.
Wow, 331 operations in 37 years. I mean, is this something that's expecting to, you expect to cut down your lifespan long term? I mean, what's the long term consequences here?
Oh, they've been putting expiration dates on me since I was a week old.
Wow,
you're busting through those.
You're
now,
a fighter.
I'm not going anywhere.
You
awesome,
are a fighter.
Man.
That's great. And we're glad you're out there listening, Sean. Thanks for the call, man. We're
appreciate I got one more.
Quick.
If you think schools are just easy enough to open so that it's, nobody likes the big corporate school and people can just open up their mom and pop schools, then why aren't people opening up mom and pop Walmart?
Easy. Well, they can't open up mom and pop Walmarts, but you can compete on, it's hard to open up a mom and pop Walmart because you'd have to have 50,000 items in the store and that costs a lot of money. But it's easy to open up your own school. All you need is a couple textbooks. So it's not the same comparison. Sean, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It was a fair question, but it costs you next to nothing to open up your own school. I mean, look, homeschoolers, it's cheap. It's $1,000, $1,500 a year to homeschool your kids.
There's certainly a difference in retail. In retail, you have to carry inventory.
Right.
People want to buy stuff in, a bricks-and-mortar store. Right. That's really what retail offers, because otherwise the Internet would have taken over everything by now. Whereas in school, you're offering a service or knowledge. Somewhere, but delivering the knowledge that you have is the service.
Right.
So,
and if you have a revolutionary way to deliver that knowledge, people are going to pay for that revolutionary way. It doesn't matter if it's happening in a huge corporate complex or if it's happening in a one-room schoolhouse. remember, we've seen the tests that the kids had to take back in the late 1800s and the early 20th century. Man, I couldn't answer those questions today. And the kids were going to little teeny schools. It couldn't have cost that much money back then. We're coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Alex is going to take control of the airwaves coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. The archives, months of them. Bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, Wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. All of it's on the house. If you want to voluntarily contribute to the show, we'd really appreciate it. We call it the AMP program, and all we're asking for is $3 a month. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, and you think it's important to have other people listen to the message of liberty and freedom across the world, across the country, we want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 180 of our listeners have done so far. For as little as $3 a month, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to the page. You'll get all kinds of more information about the program, explaining, you know, all the perks that you get. You get access to the amplifier-only forum, the amplifier-only call-in line, classic archives from way back in the day. You get those if you're amplifiers. Plus, when we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on commercial time on the show by 25%. Who could disagree with that? amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, the money all goes to promote Free Talk Live. It's not going to paychecks or anything like that. It's going to get us on more stations, more internet connections.
Paychecks? What are those?
amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, let's go to the phones. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Alex in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, Alex.
Hey, that intro music you just played, that's
Megadeth, right?
There's lots of Megadeth in our intro music. Yes, sir.
Because I was reading their Wikipedia entry recently, and it's interesting to find out he's actually a born-again Christian now.
Yeah, well, hey, whatever. The music still rocks. So what's
on when I hear, like, a story that last caller had,
yeah,
you know, I always imagine myself in, like, in their shoes, and I can't help but feel like I'm off myself a long time ago.
You know, when you hear about other people, you can just think about how lucky you are,
sure,
in your life. You know, I've had difficult times in my life, and I can always go back to my 10th grade history teacher, Mr. Schuster, who had basically he was a quadriplegic.
He could,
he could move his arms, but not his hands. He was a partial. What's the other one?
I have no idea.
Anyway, he basically was a quadriplegic, and he was in a chair the whole time. But man, you know, whatever my problem was,
paled in comparison.
Yeah,
indeed. But nonetheless, yeah. I mean, it's good to be alive. You know, it's good to be sucking air, regardless of whether or not you've got missing extremities and all that sort of thing. I mean, you only have one life to live, so got to enjoy whatever little bit of it that you can.
Yeah, that's true. But I wanted to say something about the forced feeding. You're talking about this, you know, tubes they're shoving down these guys' throats in Guantanamo. And, I think that's basically as inhuman as starving a prisoner, because you take prisoners that, like, have lost the will to live and want to die, but they can't do it to themselves. Isn't that just as bad as taking a prisoner that has the will to live and denying them food?
I think it's pretty despicable. It absolutely is despicable. I mean, you should be free to not feed yourself. I mean, even in prison, you should be free to, you know, starve yourself to death, right?
Yeah.
But they're afraid that, they're afraid the international community is going to look down on them. We can't be looked down much more. I mean, we can't be looked down upon much more than by the international community at this point. I mean, they hate us. This isn't, whether or not a few people die at Guantanamo really isn't going to affect their opinion of us that much.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about privatizing schools earlier.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I just kind of have some issues with what you're saying, because you said you had a hard time believing that it was like a Walmart-type corporate school.
It wouldn't matter if it happened. It wouldn't matter if it happened. Open your own school and compete.
Well, see, like, you say that, you know, open up a mom-and-pop school. People.
You got to do it in 10 seconds, man. Go.
Well,
call us back tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it. Call us back at the top of the show tomorrow night, and we'll discuss it in detail. Alex, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man with you.
See you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.